Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. Some hobbies actually require a bit of work. For mine, I've been waking up at dawn because this is when you have the best light of the day. I pack up my camera equipment and head out to the woods behind our house. Then I look for that rare moment, for example, when you see a deer standing still. You wait until it looks right at you, then snap, you have a perfect picture. Speaker B.
You'd be surprised what you find round the house to keep you busy for hours. For example, there are lots of ordinary scenes at home, like your dog lying on the sofa or the view of your back garden that you can see from the breakfast room. You can capture these moments on paper with just an average everyday pencil, if you learn how to draw. It's a fulfilling pastime, and I quite respect it.
Speaker C.
I went hiking with some friends a couple of weekends back. Along the way, I found some small, beautiful stones in a river. They were quite shiny, so I decided to take them home with me, thinking I'd put them on my bedroom shelf. My mum saw them and mentioned that they'd make great earrings. I had no idea how to make earrings, so my mum and I learned how, and now I've got a great new hobby.
Speaker D.
A while back I visited a friend's house and he showed me his huge collection of baseball cards. He started when he was a kid, and since then he had amassed hundreds. It was rather impressive, although I'm not really into sport. But I decided that collecting something would be a fun hobby. So I started collecting antique radios. They're rather hard to find, but I've picked up 3 so far, and I love them.
Speaker E. I've recently started a hobby that I learnt from my gran. I was thinking of taking up a hobby that wouldn't be too expensive, and she said to me, "I can teach you how to make soap." I thought, can that even be done? Don't you need a factory to do that? But sure enough, she showed me how, and it's actually quite simple. You can add whatever fragrances and colours you like. Speaker F.
I know there are several different kinds of hobbies that are easy to do and require hardly any tools or equipment. Actually, in order to do my hobby, I just need some very small pieces of wood, which have all been perfectly carved. And then I need some glue, and a lot of patience. Okay, it is rather involved, but I love making wooden aeroplanes, or old-fashioned battleships. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. Some hobbies actually require a bit of work. For mine, I've been waking up at dawn because this is when you have the best light of the day. I pack up my camera equipment and head out to the woods behind our house. Then I look for that rare moment, for example, when you see a deer standing still. You wait until it looks right at you, then snap, you have a perfect picture. Speaker B.
You'd be surprised what you find round the house to keep you busy for hours. For example, there are lots of ordinary scenes at home, like your dog lying on the sofa or the view of your back garden that you can see from the breakfast room. You can capture these moments on paper with just an average everyday pencil if you learn how to draw. It's a fulfilling pastime, and I quite respect it.
Speaker C.
I went hiking with some friends a couple of weekends back. Along the way, I found some small, beautiful stones in a river. They were quite shiny, so I decided to take them home with me, thinking I'd put them on my bedroom shelf. My mum saw them and mentioned that they'd make great earrings. I had no idea how to make earrings, so my mum and I learned how, and now I've got a great new hobby.
Speaker D.
A while back, I visited a friend's house and he showed me his huge collection of baseball cards. He started when he was a kid, and since then he had amassed hundreds. It was rather impressive, although I'm not really into sport. But I decided that collecting something would be a fun hobby. So I started collecting antique radios. They're rather hard to find, but I've picked up 3 so far and I love them.
Speaker E. I've recently started a hobby that I learnt from my gran. I was thinking of taking up a hobby that wouldn't be too expensive, and she said to me, "I can teach you how to make soap." I thought, can that even be done? Don't you need a factory to do that? But sure enough, she showed me how, and it's actually quite simple. You can add whatever fragrances and colours you like. Speaker F.
I know there are several different kinds of hobbies that are easy to do and require hardly any tools or equipment. Actually, in order to do my hobby, I just need some very small pieces of wood, which have all been perfectly carved. And then I need some glue and a lot of patience. Okay, it is rather involved, but I love making wooden aeroplanes or old-fashioned battleships. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.